Welcome everyone to the Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. My name is Dominic Chirella, and I am the coach and mentor of 7 of 7 Best Business and Life Strategies. Welcome our East Coast associates across the country to the West Coast. They're at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And also welcome our Canadian associates. I'd like to start this module off with a quote from Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? That depends a good deal on where you want to get to. I don't care where, that it doesn't matter where you go. This is the topic of tonight's lecture. This is the strategic objective of your business, and it's from the first module. Possibly that you went through the first part and read the introduction. You listened to the quick video, and you have a little bit of a background on what it is. But we're going to go over today 4 areas. And this is from Module 1, and the Module 1 has an introduction. It has a primary aim and has a strategic objective. What we're going to go over today is just 4 areas. This will get you going. Anytime you need to have any Q&A or any questions, please raise your hand. It's *2 to raise your hand, and I will be able to answer them as I go through. And just make this as interactive as possible. Also, there's going to be a Q&A that people that came in through another way, they can be able to ask questions, and I'll refresh every once in a while. The 4 areas we're going to be going into is the growth effect and the pyramid of success. That is the introduction to this module. The module is called the Snow Millionaire Mastery. It is specifically for the snow industry. It is specifically for us to go to the next level. Whether we are under a million, 3, 5, 10, this is to break another level. Primarily, this is for us 87%+ in the under $1 million range. The last 2 parts we're going to go over is the primary aim in your life and strategic objective in your business. So let's start the program. Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. That's me there and dapper with a Italian scarf on. These are from the Millionaire Mastery programs. This is included with the mentoring from me. This course, again, is the Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. This is the Snow Millionaire Mastery Module 1. And in the Module 1 is specifically for our primary aim in life and our strategic objective. We start off with what is the growth effect? What is the growth effect for an organization? How do we break these barriers? First, the $1 million one, which is, again, 87% of our industry. How do we break the $3 million, the $5 million, and how do we break it beyond? I'm a very hard worker. I also believe you are in your business, and you probably do exactly the same thing that I do. Work hard, put yourself to the grind. And at one time, many moons ago, I was also in that range, came in as a partner at about 600K, and we worked 24/7. Now, our business, and this is one of the things that happened, it just will never grow. And it started to grow is when we got out of the way and let it happen. We have to stop working in. You hear this all the time. Stop working in our business and start working on it. So this is a program, step by step, that will lead us and build module by module in the first 3 months with mentoring in the evening, this way to get away from our work. And we're going to build our business one by one. Let's see here. One thing here is I'm going to go into this section here and look at the Q&A and see all the questions, if there's any question. We have to refresh. And nothing is there. All righty. Well, we in the great organizations work with three elements. These three elements are what you would call the pyramid of success. These three elements, when you put these together and they are working together, you find success, period. You find substantial growth. That is the result. And these three elements I call in the mastery the pyramid of success. The three elements are leadership, network, and systems. Briefly, we're going to review three of these and go into where the primary aim is and where the strategic objective, and that's in leadership. Now, the first part of this pyramid of success are systems. This is how the company runs. An organization just simply isn't just a group of people that do the work. It is operated by people, but it's done through systems. The systems that do the work, and the people operate the systems. An organization, a successful one, when you are a leader, the great organizations have systems run the company. They are system dependent, not people dependent. The next, the part of the systems that you see in this area are departmental systems. You see systems in the sales. You see systems in the production. You see systems in the accounting departments. You see systems in the HR. And you also have templates in each one of these. Standardization, flows that go from department to department. This is what systems are all about. These are the systems that run the company. The next section of success of the pyramid of success is networks. These are the people. These are the positions inside of an organizational chart that runs these systems in each department. And extremely important is the career development and the collaboration that's among the three here. I love career development, from the hiring stage to the development stage to the career advancement stage. That's where the excitement comes in, because when you could grow and help somebody in their career, in their position, in their chart, they have success. They have success. Their systems are successful. The company's successful. The next section of the pyramid is where we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on leadership. And that's what this module one's about. It is about ultimately getting the strategic objective of business. We're here to be able to give the direction of the organization that's guided by a written strategic objective. You always hear about strategic objectives. This sounds system. This sounds very simple, yet it's seldom used. This tool helps guide and steer the organization. The organization adds values and cultures to the leader, but the direction of the organization is what drives us. And it's going in that direction, we will have success. Ultimately, the systems run the company. Again, the network of people run the systems. This leads us into something that's the first section of the module. It's called primary aim. Now, having a strategic objective is what makes the company run. It gives the values. When you look at the vision, you look at the values of the owner, of the company, of the organization, you sense this among the strategic objective. It's part of the strategic objective. But what happens here is the business is a part of your life. Now, I find that it is smaller part of my life, but nevertheless, it is part of your life, not your whole life. If you have a primary aim and it's all business, well, then that is one of those rare occasions where your company, your business, is your primary aim in life. I would like to suggest to you that it is part of the primary aim of your life, not your aim. It is it's a strong part of strategic objective because it's your vision, but it must satisfy your primary aim in life. It's to be part of who you are. It must satisfy what you want to do in your life on a personal and even on a spiritual level. Business is just a small, important aspect of your life. It is a small to a large part of your primary aim. The whole point of discovering the values is to improve the results you get in these areas. It has to be important to you. When you have a clear primary aim in life and you're following this aim, everything you do in this life, everything is done with a purpose. And that's what primary aim is in life. So this section has some helpful hints of how to make this help to put together this. I think most of us really do have a primary in life, and we just maybe sometimes we're just not aware of it. Some of us are doing it, and it's doing it naturally. It really comes down to the primary aim. Frighteningly, it's about 3% of our population that does this. Also, it's a curious percentage because 3% of us are very, 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 very successful financially as well as physically and mentally. If by bringing this aim to your awareness, you could build your organization. It's driven to what you want to achieve in life. Once you know what your life is about, then we can start designing the business to create that life for us. Now, in this module, you will have a description of this, and you can review them and work yourself to it. I extracted some of the worksheets out of it. You print these out, and some of the methods are there's charts there, and there's questions. Questions like, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want to feel like? What do you value the most? And same thing as, what don't you value? What do you want in life? When you look back, what did you want your life to look like? What did you want to have that you wanted in life? What did you not want to have in your life? And what did you want to achieve? Sometimes you look back and say, what gave me the most pleasure? What gave me the most satisfaction? So what happens here is in your worksheet, in your electronic workbooks, you could print them out or you could actually type right to them and save them. What happens here is these are the things that will help you put that down. You fill out this questionnaires of what the life is not, what do you want to achieve, and you go through a procedure, and this procedure will help you follow write down the list of what's your most important to what's your least important. These things will guide you through life. I'm going to take a break for a second, and I'm going to look at the questions and answers and see if anybody is looking on that. No? Okay. All right. Now, once you put down in that area, if you have the sheet in front of you, take a look and write this down and put those. And then when you look at and you have these 5, 6, 7 types of wants, needs, and directions and values in your life, there's a little scheme that we usually use is you go down and say, okay, is number one important or number two? Which one's more important? And you pick that one. And then you take the one or two and you put it compared to the three. And then you compare that best one with four, and you go right down the list. That is your most important. And then you take the next second one, and you go down and compare it to the third one. And you can pick the best one out of that and go right down in there. You end up with results. I have mine. Mine is number one is family. One is taking care of them, teaching them, loving them, helping them succeed, being a guided light for them. Second one is learning for me, learning new subject matters, learning new procedures, learning new things to help businesses, help myself, help careers. My third is teaching. The fourth is growing businesses. And my fifth is travel. It helped me guide me. I made in 2011, I made the leap from business owner, from a $500,000 landscaping company, and I made the leap. I made that leap looking at my values, looking at my primary aim in life. And I found that the primary aim in life was, it shuffled a bit, but it was mainly those five top thoughts, my top values and top goals. And it helped me make those decisions. It was quite simple knowing those values. They didn't really change much. They're a little different than goals. Goals are something that you achieve and that's the end of it. These are life goals. These are life values. I also put in there personal goal sheets. And I put it down to a bunch of them, from family to personal income, to personal development, to a home you may want to buy, to college, to business goals, grow sales, to travel. What are your personal goals? A little different, but something you want to put that down. When you write this down, it becomes part of you. You'd be surprised on the things that you achieve. Going down, if you wanted a family, if you wanted to be married within the year, 5 years, if you're younger. Did you want a personal income? Did you want a six-figure the first year and $200,000 and $500,000? And, you know, what did you want in retirement? Personal development. Did you want to learn other languages? Did you want to learn management skills? Did you want to learn more horticultural skills, snow removal skills? Did you want to purchase a home in 1 year, 5 years? Did you want to build one, or did you want one and then have a larger one in 10 years? Having a family, do you want to call savers? How is that? Very important here is your gross sales. What do your gross sales want to be in your business? Do you want to grow 20% a year? How do you want to look? And mine was just one of my values was travel. There's a few more there, but this will give you an idea of how to put this together. By putting these things together and taking some time out of your life, it's the beginning of the year, it's refreshing, it's a new year. Please go through that and give it a whirl, because this will help the next module. This will help us get what we want. We want to build your business around the life you want to lead. And this is success. This will be success. And knowing your values and your primary aim in life and your guiding directions and how you come up with answers to the questions of life, this is something now we can start building our business. This will lead us into strategic objective. I'm going to make a little check and see if there's anybody here on the phone. And I'm going to check the Q&A and see if anybody is coming through on there. And it seems like we're okay. Okay. Well, we're on to strategic objective. This is the culmination of the module one. This will help us. This is the first step, the very first step. This is where you start. This is where you make your vision and your dreams become reality. This strategic objective, this is a clear written statement of what your organization will look like and act like in the future. Not now. What it will be in the future. How many trucks will you have? What will your gross? What's your target market? What are your areas? What is your branding? What's your marketing? What will it look like? Will your men and women be uniformed? Will you have education? Will it be multilingual? You want to be able to write what it's going to look like. They do these far in advance. I like to look at my 3-year and I like to look at my 5-year. It's a flexible thing. But it's the majority of time, the majority of your strategic objective is pretty solid. The flexibility comes in if something's not working, the branding or an area expansion, or even if it grows even bigger than what you think it's going to be is. So there is flexibility over here. Is this one of the great, great books, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, spells it out exactly. And here's a quote from him. It is a detailed picture of the future, your vision of what your organization will look like, act like, smell, taste, and feel like, and how it will perform when it is fully developed. This is what we're looking for with a strategic objective. Not what you're now, not going to your people and put an organizational chart to what you are now. It's what you will be and what you will become. And this is, again, a sense of direction for the people in your organization. It helps them achieve these goals. Knowing the direction helps them and helps them help the company. You know, one of the things that you could make a little analogy of, think about this. When you're building a house, would you pay these people to show up and just start working? You know, tell the builder, the plumber, electrician, you know, go over there, just build a house over there. Let them go and do what they want. You want two floors, put two floors. You want three floors, you want to put three floors. Do what you want. You want a cellar, you want to put a cellar in. Do the plumbing the way you want. Plastics, brass, you name it, you do it. Okay. I don't think so. That's absolutely crazy. I really doubt that anybody built their house that way. When I built my house back in the 90s, we had a written plan. And this written plan was what it looked like when it was finished. And that's exactly what the strategic objective. It is a written guideway to be able of the future. And to start with your dreams, your vision of the business, it is of the future. Now, here's some of the things that are going to be in the workbook. And it's spelled out. It's going to help you out and design this thing. So this way, when you do come up to your strategic objective, you have some of these things over here. I pulled a few out here. What's your business services of your organization? Are you landscaping? Are you lawn maintenance? Do you do pesticides? Do you do irrigation, arbor work? Do you do hardscapes? Be specific. What's your company size going to be? What's it going to be in 1, 3, 5 years? What's your growth objectives? What's your sales going to be? Your net going to be? Are you going to grow 10% a year? Are you going to grow 20% a year? Do you want to break $1 million? Do you want to break the 3 or 5 million? These are objectives. These are what is written in. And this is what you actually spell out. 2015, I am going to be 1 million. In 2017, I am going to be 2 million. In 2018, I'm going to be 3 million. It's an example. Where's your target market? What do they look like? Who are your clients? Where are they? These are the things that you're going to be putting down in your strategic objective. You're going to put things down like, I want green trucks. I want white trucks. I want blue trucks. I want gray trucks. I want my men and women to be uniform. This is the type of uniform I'm going to have. I want my men and women to be educated. I want my managers to be bilingual. These are things that are written. And this is a way for now your organization to be able to follow, to achieve, to have a direction. Let's see here. Well, I'm pretty much finished with this module, and I'd like to open up to any kind of Q&A. And before we go on to that is what happens is a very good time is review your module too. Go in there. I have a small little video, a small little 1.5 to 2 minute video that take up your time. I have ways of going on to Word documents, so you can want to do it. I have templates in there. I have spreadsheets, Word documents. I also have a way that you could email me. There's right in the front page, I see something to email. You can also make an appointment with me. We also have a Facebook. These are the areas you could help you go to be able to find out questions and answers. Something's not working for you. Something is confusing. Things that you did the things that people do, people that your organizations do. This is your time to be able to be mentored now with the step-by-step and with my mentoring. I also have a team behind me, so when I have different areas, we have some very good production people. We have some very good teachers. We have some very good salespeople. All these will be able to be asked in this Facebook community. So please utilize the work, and this way, this is the second month of the program, and we can be able to do it while you're doing your company now, while you are plowing snow, while you are invoicing. Please do that. Okay, I see that we have very little questions tonight, and I'm going to go into the Q&A, and I'm going to refresh that. It seems like we're okay with that. Well, I just want to thank everybody for coming to the show here. I want to say that you know that I'm available. You could be able to, I'd like to end with systems run the company and people run the systems. There is the website, and there is very simply my email address. We are the Snow Millionaire Mastery Intensive. My name is Dominic A. Chiarella. Thank you and good night.